Prairie Home Companion will be right back after these underwriting messages from NPR.
This is like assisted hearing for a movie theater. It's terrible.
And then we would hear sausages.
I'm Greg. I'm fascinated with nipples.
There's your dinner. Mountain Dew Raisin Ham.
My radio voice.
My radio voice.
He's got his little pointer hand.
I thought I could squeeze in. Everyone was laughing.
There was a joke there, and it went...
Oh, yeah, I'm Murphy.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I'm talking to a microphone.
What it smells like.
I just changed fucking radio forever.
Steve, I'm Mike, and I'm watching Steve change the game forever.
Hold on a minute.
What a wonderful...
I'm going to fucking die from eating cinnamon buns with Katie.
Tsunami of words.
This is how it's going to go out. I didn't even know that I was shitting my pants.
That is a terrible story.
Please yell jokes into my ass. Radish you.
That's the worst kept commercial ever.
I don't like him at all.
This room.
I wish you would stop talking forever.
Put in the cricket noise after this.
Simulated Itch Relief, episode 23.
That's the number.
What's the title?
Animation Gobbidation.
Animation Gobbidation.
Yes. I don't know. Wow. Something to do with cartoons.
Did you come up with that while you were working with your extra chromosome?
They're a good writing partner.
Oh.
Yes.
Why are you staring at me?
Okay.
Extra chromosome means Down syndrome.
Right.
It's not a good thing.
Well, it's all perspective.
More DNA doesn't always equal good.
We don't know for sure.
Yeah, they might be super racist.
Well, they are more powerful physically. Mm. I think they have, like, a lot of people refer to retard strength.
Right, and they do have a more powerful sexual magnetism.
All right, I am on.
I didn't know what his type was, but now I do.
Downsy.
Oh, I am very uncomfortable right now. I do not like the direction that the show is.
You have a Downsy cousin or something?
Or? I have a Downsy aunt, but she's kind of old.
That's
she's in her. I think she's 50 now.
Yeah,
you like old retards?
Old, yeah. Well, I don't like to say old. I like to say
mature.
Practiced.
Oh, okay. I don't think she's ever had intercourse. So, pop that cherry. All right, now I'm uncomfortable.
We found it, America.
Ah, my line. There you are. I didn't know you existed.
Steve Woodbury will only prostitute his Downsy aunt to a point.
To a point.
There's a certain point where... I don't think I can go any farther.
But I'll start it off. That's fine.
Okay, I'll let you guys run with it, but I ain't going to talk anymore about it.
Simulated Itch Relief, episode 23. The animation episode.
Okay. That sounds better than Eminem Gabba Gaffle Dap.
Oh, no. None of what we just said before happened.
Oh, no. We can put it in there.
Oh, it'll be in there.
Oh, good. Oh, God.
I turn out looking the worst in that thing. I'm still putting it in.
Okay, good. Well, you're EP there, dude.
EP.
Executive producer.
Whoa.
So we got that in stereo. That should sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
Put it in stereo.
What?
Are we mono or are
I
we?
I could put it in mono. Who knows?
Okay, fine. Perfect. I can't wait to hear it in either.
Yeah.
Or not hear it at all. That would be even super.
Quadraphonic. Four speakers.
Okay, I have some things to talk about before we talk about cartoons, because I think it's my soapbox at the beginning of the show.
Oh, what's wrong with Lowell?
To complain. No, it's not Lowell today. All right, so I have this little thing next to my steering wheel where I can put coins. And when I put coins there, I can use it for meters or whatever, for
is it
a toll.
Like, is it a fold-down tray, or is it just like
a... It's a little slot where I can put maybe $2 worth of coins in each of the two slots.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Or quarters. But, quarters. I had 50 cents in there, and I was at the intersection up the road where in Waltham, where the Shaw's is right over there, and then the Papagino's on the other side. It doesn't matter. People... I'm explaining it for you, not the listening audience. But there was a four-way intersection with a light, okay?
I think I know where this is going.
There was some guys collecting money for diabetes in orange shirts for some union or whatever. And I think it was some carpenter's union because it had a hammer and a saw on their sickle. On their logo.
Oh, that's the teachers' union.
Oh, okay, sorry. My mistake. And I was sitting there, and the guy comes up to my window, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll give him this 50 cents that I have right there. And then I drop it in his bucket. He's like, yeah, I'm just dodging traffic over here. Dollars for diabetes. And I'm like, apparently what? My 50 cents that I gave him wasn't good enough. Dick. So if I had given him nothing, he would have been more pleased than me giving him 50 cents.
In fairness, did he look at your car?
Fuck you.
Yay!
Those new lights make it look like...
Yeah, it's like brand new. They're like, what is this guy? Moneybags?
Moneybags.
With the brand new lights on his car? Why can't he spare more than 50 cents? But I don't want to get out my fucking wallet.
Fuck that.
Seriously. I was giving 50 cents to diabetes kids or whatever the fuck.
It's more than I ever gave, because they're at that intersection a lot. And the most I ever gave was rolling up my window.
Oh, okay.
That's the most I will ever give them. They're dicks.
That is kind of a bullshit thing to do. Like, if you're collecting for a charity, what the fuck? Take what you can get.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with 50 cents? That's 50 cents more than you had before, and that's 50 cents that could go to whatever the fuck you're doing for diabetes.
Yeah.
Most of the goddamn thing in most charities goes to, like, you know, other things.
Propping the charity up.
Like, what is it? I was watching bullshit the other day, and they were talking about the breast cancer walks. Most of that doesn't even go to any sort of research for breast cancer. Most of it goes for awareness.
In ribbon making.
And all those, like, Susan B. Cuman Komen things, like boob candy, whatever, boob M&Ms that are pink.
I don't know those.
Oh, well, they have, like, pink stuff all over the place.
Oh.
And, like, the most of those, that money doesn't go to actual breast cancer research either. So it's like, damn it. Fucking, I wish I could know where the money in the charity was going, so I could be like, you know, like if I donate to Dana-Farber, I know where the fucking money's going.
My pocket.
Water. Good.
Yeah, really?
You guys have a lot of water there?
They oh, yeah.
Fridge. It's called a water fridge.
Just yep. Full of, like, Poland don't Springs?
Put, don't put anything else in there.
Seriously.
It's just water.
Seriously.
That's cool.
Don't do it, though.
Yeah, well, okay, don't. I won't. I don't go there. So I probably won't have the opportunity to have water or from the fridge or put anything else in it.
All right.
Best case scenario, you never will.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll probably die before the cancer gets to me.
Wow.
Hilarious.
That's not going
to happen. Cancer gets to us all. So...
On that note, let's talk about cartoons.
Do you know any cancer cartoons that we can talk about?
Jeez.
Cancer's never really mentioned in any cartoons, except for, like, South Park, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that brought this topic up in my mind was that clip I showed you guys yesterday. And if you at home want to experience this clip, it's Terrell Owens talks about cartoons or...
if you type in cartoon football or something like that,
cartoon football with Terrell Owens or something like that, you will get him and another player talking on the sidelines, and they go, and one of them goes, "Hey, what's your favorite cartoon?" And then the other guy goes, "What, like cartoon on TV?" And he goes, "Yeah, DuckTales." Boom, no thought. He knew this one. DuckTales. That was his favorite. And it was just like, it took absolutely I don't have to ponder, but oh, I don't know, I've watched a lot of cartoons in my time. Nope, DuckTales, boom. DuckTales, that's my favorite.
Probably don't remember that one.
No, I remember DuckTales. But I don't know, it's funny.
It's funny to think that he might have had that late night conversation with himself prior, and it was like DuckTales. This is the one.
I haven't seen DuckTales in a while. I mean, we were watching the speed run of the DuckTales video game last night,
right?
But I haven't played DuckTales watched DuckTales since like I was a kid when they had like the Disney afternoon or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what it was.
They had like DuckTales and like Chippendale Rescue Rangers and Tailspin.
That
and
was the one I remember liking the most was the Rescue Rangers.
They were good. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Tailspin, I think I like the theme song to it more than the actual show.
Yeah, the show sucked. I did not like that show.
I like the show.
I would change it. I would watch something else.
I remember the feeling of enjoying the shows, but I don't remember anything about the shows.
Yeah.
I remember the video games that came out of it better, but the shows themselves, I couldn't tell you a single thing.
I think I watched the DuckTales movie a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, you are fined 1 credit for the... What the fuck was the code?
Moral language code or something? Yeah. I don't know.
Woodbury had the great idea of torturing me with that.
I don't know. if we could find a way that could be easily done, perhaps, but I don't know if that way exists. Maybe if we actually someday start doing this and start making money doing it.
Yeah.
So therefore, we will have the resources to have, like, you know, maybe someone else do it.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Okay, every time we curse in the show, we need you to insert in the background at very low tone, not barely audible, but you could hear it in the background, the little brant. You are fined 1 credit for whatever the fuck it says.
Violating the, I don't remember. But let's get back on track.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh.
Oh, that was a fart.
I hope the mic picked it up.
Hooray.
So where would we even start with the cartoons? Like, is it cartoon movies? Cartoons on TV? Does anyone have...
I'd say we stick with TV stuff.
TB?
No, not tuberculosis.
I love my tuberculosis cartoons.
All right, so yeah, let's start with TV.
It's like twice in a row, but in 10 minutes I've killed the show. Do you
no,
really?
You didn't kill it. It was great. Don't worry about it. Everything you say is great.
Yeah, the show's stronger because of it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Aww.
I like having the uncomfortable silence. I mean, it gives us an opportunity to take a break for a second.
Yeah, we don't have
and not talk.
For a song, so we have to have a bomb every once in a while.
So we can just step back for a second, relax our vocal cords.
Drink it all in.
Yeah.
Disney cartoon on TV. What's your favorite?
My favorite Disney cartoon on TV?
I try to break it up as much as I can.
Okay.
Think about it. And there were a few.
There was one that I have very little remember. I remember very little about it, but I think I was really into it when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Was the Wuzzles.
It rings a bell, but I don't know too much about it.
I had... there was a rhino monkey... They combined it into one animal. That's what the whole thing of the show was. There was two animals combined into one. And it was like Rhino-key or something like that. And I had...
Rhino-key!
What the fuck, Steve?
We're back.
Don't try.
Was that a Disney cartoon?
Yes, it was a Disney cartoon. And then I remember the tagline or on the theme song was two kinds of fun wrapped up and rolled into one.
All right, yeah, because I remember the toys that came out for those.
Yeah.
More than the actual cartoon show.
And there was like a bumblebee lion, bumble lion. What are those things?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They were like plush toys, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a stuffed animal rhino key. Don't do it again, I swear. I'll smack you. I'm across the room, but I'll smack you.
He's seething right now, America.
Yeah. He's holding back.
Rhino-key.
Oh.
Well, how about you, Mike?
Actually, when I said Disney, I kind of shot myself in the foot because I think a lot of the Disney shows had better theme songs than actual cartoons.
Yeah.
The Gummy Bears theme song was pretty bad.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Yes. What was it? Flying Something. Adventures?
That are beyond compare.
They are the Gummy Bears.
Yeah. I'm glad we gave that the Shatner treatment.
But I don't remember anything about the show. I just remember liking that theme song.
They had juice. They had gummy bear juice that they drank.
Gummy berry juice.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
And they drank it, and that was what enabled them to bounce around.
Bouncing along as their songs fill the air.
See?
Wow.
Who needs to watch the show when you just listen to the theme?
It was awesome. Then you watch the show like, what the fuck is this nonsense? Whoa.
I coughed away from the mic.
Oh, okay. I'll allow it. By action, I'll say probably be between Darkwing Duck.
Which was a spin-off of DuckTales.
Yeah. And or that, or was it a Goofy cartoon where Goofy had a son or something?
Oh, Goof Troop.
Oh God, I remember that one. I remember watching it and not particularly liking it, but having to watch it.
Yeah.
Why did you have to watch it? Because family or people? Because
I was
around?
A kid. Because
you watch a lot of shitty things as a kid, but you don't stop watching.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't think it was that terrible, but I don't remember liking it. I mean, that was later. I mean, I was in middle school at the time. You guys were younger, but
I think it was getting close to middle. I was probably like fifth grade, sixth grade. So
yeah, I don't think I was really. I think I watched the Batman cartoon a lot at that point.
Okay, let's go. You have a Disney one.
I shot my load early. It was Rescue Rangers.
Rescue Rangers. Yes.
One of my first crushes was on Gadget, the female mechanic.
The mouse.
The mouse, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to go into this a little bit.
Here. All right, how our I don't know if I can speak for our generation, but
you can talk about yourself personally.
No, because then that just hits too close to home. I don't feel like dealing with that issue right yet.
Jessica Rabbit was sexy. I don't get
but she was a human.
There's fucking no difference. She was on tits.
Yeah, she was a cartoon tits. You know, why do you think tentacle rape porn is really? No, it hasn't.
Taken off?
Sweeping America.
Wow, people are all like, let's go out and get fucking henty.
Let's go to the Mall of America and have a tentacle shoved up our... Hoo-ha.
The Mall of America?
Yeah. I was just trying to make it seem like...
Hoo-ha.
Yeah. Isn't that in Minnesota?
That's so creepy. So. I hate...
You like the hoo-ha?
Oh my God, that vagina sounds so much... Woo! Yes, that's wrong, man.
It's like there's a clown down there.
Okay, so explain...
Oh God!
Show's for me now.
Okay, good. Go.
Mic show. I don't care if no one will like it. Superhero cartoon. Batman.
I like the Batman. The very dark Batman cartoon.
That was Batman the Animated Series.
Yes, that one.
I used to like that one a lot. I'd watch that with my dad actually.
Ooh, a little bonding.
Yeah,
that was cool.
It's weird, huh?
So yeah, so that's a vote for that as well for you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot though.
Because you have Freakazoid.
That was not I do not consider that a superhero cartoon.
Really?
Interesting.
I consider that in the realm of Steven Spielberg like stuff.
Okay.
Because he produced that. He produced Animaniacs. He produced Tiny Toons.
All right.
Oh wow. We just
we'll leave that to the side then.
Yeah. We'll put that on the shelf. We can take it off the shelf later.
I remember, I remember watching a lot, but I don't remember anything about it. And I think it was an awful cartoon anyway because they made a Cartoon Network spinoff of it. I watched Birdman as a kid. Like
the actual 60s Birdman?
Yeah, I watched that as a kid.
Huh.
I used to watch Space Ghost, like the old ones, at 6 in the morning before school. Like that and Speed Racer. I used to watch that early in the morning, like 6th and 7th grade, because my dad would make me get up really early because he got up really early.
See, Speed Racer, I lump into the George of the Jungle and the Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, that was on that time too.
Yeah.
Tennessee Tuxedo.
Yes!
Wow. Fucking in his buddy Chumley. These were shows way before our time, but they were just like they were on early in the morning because they were probably really cheap to be on that early.
Yeah.
And where's he going?
Oh, sorry.
He's cooking.
Are you putting your phone on silent or?
No, I was just making sure because we have the barbecue today, so I have to kind
of make sure no one's arriving.
I'm kind of the hub of it, so when people text me, I think Reg just texted me because it said that I got a text from 379 or whatever, because he doesn't have actual fucking texting.
He has that weird fucking text that was like text now.
Yeah.
With Greg. Why doesn't he just use email? Oh wait, you guys don't have smartphones. But he could use email with me.
Well, regardless, looks like he won't be coming to the barbecue.
What a poop.
What?
That's not what this is about though. I heard so what was the superhero one? We got Birdman, Batman.
I was talking about Space Ghost a little bit, but
I remember watching. Yeah, I did watch the Space Ghost, and I watched. I did watch the Wonder Twins or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, all those Hanna-Barbera, how do you say it?
Hanna-Barbera.
But they had like the action-y shows like that.
Yeah.
About Masters of the Universe.
Shit. No, I gotta say Thundercats then.
Oh yeah, Thundercats.
Thundercats is my favorite.
That you see that as a superhero?
Yeah.
I think that's a separate grouping.
You want to do those?
I think we're organizing cartoons right now.
Wow.
I think that's the 80s buy these toys kind of cartoons.
Yeah, because Mask, did you ever watch that one?
The animated show about the movie The Mask?
No, it was...
Or is it about Rocky Dennis?
Wow, no.
it's a cartoon of his grave.
Jeez.
And occasionally they zoom back to the pins he pulled out of his board because he died.
Holy shit. No.
What were you gonna say? That wasn't that.
So Mask was the show. It was basically like a Transformers ripoff, where the things would like there were these people that would like get in the cars and they would transform and like they come together and fight crime or whatever together.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah,
that was like on the same lines as Jason the Wheeled Warriors.
Ooh,
that was some fucking weird stuff, and they were all had weird vehicles that could be sold in a toy store. But I think the best of the buy toys for this show, or buy the toys of this show, would be Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. I would say a tie between Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters, because Ghostbusters had some badass.
Well, the thing is,
toys.
Ghostbusters was an entity before the
cartoon. Oh, yeah, that's true. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was... Well, wasn't it a comic first?
Yeah, it was a comic, but I think most cartoons were something before.
Isn't Thundercats something before was a cartoon show? Or
I'm sure it was a brainchild of something, and then some of them I think were just probably just, hey, let's make up something that kids will buy in stores. I mean, Transformers, I mean, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
It's like these things are robots that transform into other things. That's like the epitome of like a toy.
Along those same lines, how about the video game-based cartoons? Because that's just like, hey, these are popular anyway, let's see how much more we can capitalize.
I used to watch the Super Mario Brothers one, like, every day. The one with the Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
We watched a couple episodes with Dave. And
did they have Captain Lou Albano?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah.
The one that's like... Oh, it's important to be tiny. Oh, I got loose spaghetti on my overall.
Oh, you got some marinara on your shirt, like always.
Yeah, they're. It doesn't hold up.
So I imagine it's fun to watch for the nostalgia factor, but
it's also psychotic.
Yeah.
Well, like at the end, the Mario dance.
Yeah.
Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario.
The Mario dance is swinging your
arms.
It
was just like this.
Swing your arms and taking two steps.
Yeah, take one step. And then
again, then acknowledging that you're doing the Mario.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
I went to the Nintendo World Championship back in like 1990, I think. And I did the there was like three games you had to play. It was like Rad Racer, Super Mario, the first one, and Tetris. And you had to get a high score with all of those three games. And I didn't do that great, but there was like this little thing, a little booth where you could make your own video, and they had like the Super Mario dance going on, and I was like jumping around. And this tape does not exist anymore. I watched it as like I think in high while I was in high school, and I'm like, this can't exist anymore. And I taped over it.
Yeah,
I'm like there's things that I've done in my past that I'm embarrassed about. And that thing was one of the worst. That was just I'm like, this cannot ever see the light of day. This can't get into the wrong hands. And I'm like, I taped over it. I think I taped over it twice.
You hear that, Darren?
Just in case.
Yeah.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah. Do your worst, Internet.
Well, I hope the people that ran that booth didn't save and know that it was me wearing my stupid Chelmsford jacket.
No, they were...
doing my little Mario dance, running around this little thing.
How about the Sonic?
Sonic cartoon blue.
There were two different ones.
The first one was really bad. And that had, like, what's the name of the guy who played Urkel?
Jaleel White.
Jaleel White was the voice of Sonic.
Hmm.
In the original, like, one in the, I think, mid-90s was when I came out. I think it was around the time where Sonic was really... Sonic Fever, like with Sonic 2 came out. And
see, what I remember was there was this one show that came out that was actually pretty cool, and like the animation was halfway decent. And then like a season into it, there was another show that came out that the animation got a lot cheaper, and the joke and it, like, was going for like cheap jokes and stuff, because like it was like a Sonic like adventure cartoon, and then it became like Sonic like joke around adventure cartoon.
Yeah, the second one, the cheaper one, was with the guy who played Steve Urkel, and then the first one was the guy who played Stefan Urkel.
Oh.
I remember it was an episode of Family Matters.
It's all for me.
Yep. Sure is. There was an episode of Family Matters that I saw once where like there was these evil puppets of Carl and Steve Urkel, and they were called Stevel and Carlsbad.
Oh my god.
I like Carlsbad.
Yeah. All right, so I was in a diner somewhere in southern Vermont once, and I was incredibly hungover with a bunch of people that I barely knew. And I remember hearing this guy from the bar, or from like at the counter, you mm-hmm. know, arguing very passionately with the waitress that was trying to serve him about the theme song from Family Matters, saying that if you can't get moved by the theme song for Family Matters, you have no soul.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking weird. And he was like getting up in her face about it too. It was one of the more fucked up like sobering up experiences I've had.
I always combine that theme song with the theme song for Full House, so I have no idea what it is.
I think it was Days Go By.
It's a rare condition in this day and age. Da, 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 newspaper page.
I don't even remember. I don't understand why this guy was so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Maybe you gotta be behind something in your life.
Well, you know, that's good. I'm glad that he's really into Family Matters, or at least the theme
just
song.
The theme, he hates
but that's not a cartoon. We need to get back.
We need to get back, people.
Is Urkel ever in a cartoon?
Yeah, the Steve Urkel. I mean, the goddamn Sonic one. We already talked about that.
Like an Urkel
Steve
car.
Urkel.
The character Urkel?
No, because he jumped the shark when they did the Urkel dance. Right. So
and
that was.
The Hammer cartoon.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
Get
pumped, what? How? I don't even remember that one.
I think he danced and notes came out of his pants and it hit people. I don't remember.
It hit people.
Hit people.
Well, you know, Mr. T had that cartoon.
Yeah, there's that genre of cool black people cartoons. Like,
that lasted a season.
That black guy's pretty cool. Let's give him a cartoon.
And, but the thing is, the Mr. T cartoon was him and he had a gymnastics team. And the coach of a gymnastics team, because that's what Mr. T does apparently.
Oh yeah.
And now he's just a spokesperson for World of Warcraft.
He's weird.
But I don't understand why he hates the new A-Team movie so much.
Because it's too violent.
Oh.
You don't understand why he's such a pussy.
Yeah. I don't understand what the hell his deal is.
He just wants people to put his name in the paper.
He's just a weirdo.
Mother. Like no other.
Now, when you brought up that, I kind of was reminded of the Jackson 5 cartoon.
I saw that. They used to be on at fucking 6 in the morning, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch a lot of the cartoons, yeah.
I had watched that one quite a bit as well. The only thing I remember about that one is, like, records being thrown a lot.
I remember there was one where Michael and I think he was in some weird dimension. And he came up across this sign that said, Tixie. And he was like unsure of what it said, but then he was like, wait a minute, Tixie, that's exit backwards. And he's like, this is how we get out of here. And then they played a song.
Oh baby, give me one more chance
to tell me that I love you.
Don't you see
something
back in your heart.
I don't know why this made me think of it, but what about the Beetlejuice cartoon?
Terrible.
Yeah, that was tapped.
Wow.
I don't even understand what the...
Really?
What, you loved it?
I fucking loved that cartoon.
Ugh.
I remember watching it a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't think I liked it.
I remember watching it too, but I did not enjoy it. I love the movie. The movie's one of my favorites.
I just don't remember anything about it. I just remember loving it so much.
He was like, I don't know how you could make a cartoon about this dude, this dead guy, and his afterlife house.
Yeah, it was
and then like Lydia would come visit him in the afterlife.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense to me.
Because when you're going for cartoons, all you want continuity.
I would like a little bit. I liked at least... I actually enjoyed shows more that had sort of more storyline and more like continuing stories. Although it got to a certain point, like with cartoons like Dragon Ball, where like nothing would happen in an episode, but it would continue next week and... They would yell at each other, and they would squat and yell really loud, and then they would say stuff back and forth, and be like, "Vegeta, what does the scouter say? His power level is over 9,000!" And then, you know, he'd smash his thing, and then everybody would yell, and then fight for like 5 seconds, and then, "Next time on Dragon Ball..." Well, they'll yell and scream at each other, but I sort of prefer that to like the, I don't know,
the contained episodes.
Yeah,
that, yeah.
I don't know. I like them both. I really do, because the continuing storyline really appeals to like my how I like the plot and everything. But there's something nice about the contained episode, because it's just like it exists on its own, you know.
Cartoons like Rocky and Bullwinkle had both. Was every like the Rocky and Bullwinkle story was a continuation
constantly, but then they would have like the fractured fairy tales,
awesome,
and Peabody and Sherman,
awesome,
and what else?
Or they just have Bullwinkle's corner where he'd read like
a poet, some poetry, yeah.
I like that show a lot.
Yeah,
it was very dry and very clever.
It's still really good.
It was an animated variety show. You know? It was very good.
And I mean, the animation quality was abysmal at best, but it was just still, like, the humor of it made it better, or made it better than something that might have been a lot more polished.
Yeah.
Now, were you into Tennessee Tuxedo as a kid?
I liked Tennessee Tuxedo. Yeah. And then he went to see Mr. Whoopi in his magical chalkboard.
Yes.
And they would learn life lessons. Or no, he would teach them science or whatever. And then they'd go off and try to employ it and escape the zoo. I think that was their intention every episode, but they would always fail.
Right, pretty much. I like that show. That show was really good. And it was the same guy who did the voice for Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Oh, Inspector Gadget was one of those shows that I remember watching a lot as a kid and just getting angry every single episode.
It was one that I watched, and again, theme song was really good.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really into the show.
That's one
of those lessons at the end shows where they have, like, they teach you about what happens if you get sand in your eye, what do you do with that.
Oh, yeah.
Like G.I. Joe had all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But I actually enjoyed Inspector Gadget, although it was very, very formulaic. Every episode was exactly the same, only they were in a different place.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, we're in Switzerland, and Gadget needs to figure out who stole this clock or whatever. But Penny and her magic book, and that dog, was it Brain?
Yeah.
They would solve everything, and he would just clumsily stroll along whenever it was time to finish.
For bones, whatever.
No, that's what pissed me off the most about it, because it was like this fucking $6 billion man who's just like, hey, look at me, I'm just gonna do this, but it's gonna be my kid and her fucking dog that does all my work for me. Bullshit. Fucking angry. Was always angry.
So you wanted more accountability for Gadget?
Yeah.
But he thought, like, the thing is, he thought he solved the crime
every time
because he ended up being in the right place at the right time.
He's every living time. In a world of delusion.
So did you really hate Mr. Magoo?
I was not a fan, actually.
Yeah.
But that's only because I don't like nearsighted people.
That's right.
Wait? We all have bad vision.
Well, I can read close fine.
I can't see anything without my glasses.
Yeah, I'm blind.
I don't know nothing without my reading glasses.
That's my voice.
It was.
I used it.
But, what is it? Magoo.
Yeah, I didn't like that show either.
There's like a sadness to that show.
Yeah.
I didn't like as a kid. I probably wouldn't like now.
Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
Oh, where's my...
What's the name of his dog?
The whole show, the whole series was him probably just trying to find his slippers.
Yeah.
And he stumbled upon all that shit.
Well, if you look at, like, the plot of one of our favorite movies.
The Pest?
No. The Big Lebowski. I mean, that whole plot is driven by the fact that he wants his rug back.
Right.
I mean, so, like, things... I think that's it's a good thing, but I don't necessarily like it, that the fact that he can't find something is driving a lot of other weird plots around him.
Yeah, it just happens to parallel a more important plot that would be involved with a different sort of movie.
Yeah.
About the kidnapping and stuff, but he's just, you know...
He's just kind of, like, I mean, the Mr. Magoo movie could have been great, but it wasn't.
Oh, is that with Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Well,
it could have been great as if they had put some effort into it and made it a little darker. I think it might have been, like, fantastic, but it was Disney and it was kiddies.
Yeah, when they remake those, it's terrible. Like, every time. I can't think of a single...
Well, they made the Inspector Gadget movie, and...
They did? They did a Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I never saw
it. Oh, yeah. It was like CGI. It was fucked up.
George of the Jungle, which is one I liked as a kid.
Yeah.
Not the movie. I liked the cartoon a lot. Yeah.
I used to like that cartoon a lot.
What did they do? Did they do that Mountie movie? Or was that separate?
Dudley Do-Right, yeah.
They did that too.
That was Brendan Fraser again.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser. He does a lot of those.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, because he was George of the Jungle and Dudley Do-Right.
Wasn't not Al Pacino? Who's the other one? Robert De Niro. Wasn't he Boris in the Bullwinkle one?
Oh man, I can't say that you're wrong. I'm 100%.
I thought he was.
That probably is correct.
But the way I speak in a Russian accent is directly a result of Boris Badenov.
Yeah, that's about right. That's my
well that and my friend Dan's dad.
Of the actual Russian,
yeah.
Instead of the cartoon.
He was well, like, you know, the Russian accent I use when I'm talking about Russian people is a meld of Boris and Dan's dad, Dan Yucko's dad.
Yucko.
I'll never forget his answering machine message for as long as I live. I'm gonna have to. Should I just give a different number?
Yeah, just do a different number.
I'll just say 555.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hello, you have reached 555-0794. If you'd like to leave a message for Elena, Essie, Daniel, or Victor, please leave it after the beep. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's great. He was such a weirdo. Like, we were staying at Will's house once, and I don't know why, but Will was sleeping on the floor, and I was sleeping on Will's bed. I don't know how this dynamic happened, but his head was right next to the door. So in the morning, Dan's dad comes in, slams the door open, whacks Will in the head with the door, and then goes, "Daniel, there's been a change of plans. We must go."
And you never saw him again.
God damn it. Yeah.
And one time we came in from the rain into Dan's house.
Hold on a second. Was this before or after the wall fell?
After. I'm not that old.
No, I know, I know, but I think it would be a lot better.
Well, it was in high school.
High school, okay. Because, so I mean, like, I was in school before it was up, so. Okay, or before it fell.
I think it was, like, the late 80s where it fell, right?
Yeah, 89.
Yeah, so I did not know Dan at that point.
Okay.
So we came in from the rain once.
Damn.
And,
we come
into the kitchen and he's standing in there and he goes, boys, you look like you've been under siege and Indians have been chasing you with long knives.
Who taught him English?
Awesome.
What phrase book is he drawing from?
I don't know, but it was great. And we were sleeping over his house once and we're all laughing and having a good time, but it was really late. And he comes in and he goes, boys. He would always preface everything he said to us with boys.
Boys.
He goes, boys. Issy is trying to sleep. Please laugh with your stomachs.
It works.
Oh my God.
So that made us laugh more. And it was just... But I'm sorry. I took us on a little tangent onto Dan's dad... land.
How much time do we got? Like 10, 20 minutes?
We got 15. 28 because
on Netflix we have queued up a Beavis and Butthead episode. I'm not saying we watch it, but a little segue. Now there is a point.
Oh yeah, we were talking about kids' cartoons.
Yes.
Oh, very good. I think
I'll transition first to say that I was trying to get off of cartoons because I had it in my head that at some point you grow up and you stop watching cartoons. I was proved incorrect, and the reason that was because of Animaniacs. I would have stopped watching cartoons at least for a good chunk of time if Animaniacs hadn't picked up the slack.
Yeah, because it kind of was a bridge.
Yeah, it was definitely. There were jokes that kids, I'm sure, wouldn't have gotten if they were.
I remember this giant episode. It was like an entire, like, usually they did like three parts. They did like an Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain, and something else.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one was just a 30-minute episode that was basically all of Apocalypse Now.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was incredible.
And I saw that as an adult, but I never saw it when I was a kid. But I was just like, I was dumbfounded by this episode, and I didn't get it. I had no idea what the fuck they were doing with this episode.
The one joke that stuck to me, they were at like a Hollywood party, and they're like meeting all the stars, and like, hello, I'm Christopher Walken. I can't do Christopher Walken.
They probably had Jay Moore do it.
And they're just like, oh, hi. And then Christopher Walken just goes up to everyone and introduces himself, and the cartoons are like, why won't anyone say hello to me?
My favorite thing from that show is Christopher Walken telling the children's story.
No, that was The Simpsons.
Was that The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
That was Jay Moore as Christopher Walken.
Good night, moon. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Children, please, come closer.
You guys made fun of me for my Cosby impression.
I have an incredible Cosby.
You have fucking full right to make fun of the Christopher Walken.
We should just have Jay Moore on the show.
Always.
Yes. But no, Animaniacs, there was a good portion of time when, like, I felt like that was the only thing on TV that, like, I could watch.
Yeah.
You know? Because it was funny, and it was intelligent, and it didn't infuriate me.
Yeah, that, well, I liked Tiny Toons before.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Maybe one season that it kind of, you know, I'm growing up, I'm not really into it as much anymore.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, that's what introduced me to like think, like They Might Be Giants.
Were they in that? I don't know.
They did this MTV sort of parody episode, and they had two music videos of songs from They Might Be Giants. It was Particle Man and Istanbul.
Oh, Particle Man.
And I'm like, holy shit! I like this band, and I went out and bought Flood. I think not too long after that.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, that's a band that I still love to this day. Although, some of their newer stuff isn't that great. Sorry, guys, if you're listening.
If you make that many songs, you're bound to...
Yeah, I mean, every band kind of hits a point where...
They stop pleasing Steve Woodbury.
Yeah. I mean, even my favorite band, Ween, they're, you know, La Cucaracha, I'm not super into.
So let's continue with cartoons that you knew were for, at least, maybe not for adults, but you knew were like a Beavis and Butthead. There's right. No question that kids aren't, like, young kids should watch that at all.
Well, Beavis and Butthead came out when I was in 8th grade, so I wasn't a young kid, so it was kind of, it was meant for me.
Okay. What was your introduction to it? Were you pretty much right from the get-go?
I just watched it, and I'm like, this is great. But I thought, you know, I think maybe actually thought they were sort of cool.
Yeah, watching it now is fun because you're not laughing with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're definitely laughing at them, but, like, you know, it's yeah, you're supposed to, or the way Mike Judge, I think, wanted it, was you're supposed to be on the outside looking at these terrible people.
Yeah,
what you get when you're an adult, but not yeah, so much when you're a kid.
When I watched it as a kid, it was just like, oh, okay, cool. That can be me with my friends. We can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of those cartoons that I didn't think it was as cleverly written when I was younger, but watching it again, it was like, wow, they had some really good lines, and it's hard to write smart material for stupid people.
There was one thing that it was the Cornholio episode, actually, but it was one when they were watching music videos, And
that one?
No, they were watching music. It was the music. One of the music videos they were watching during that episode.
Okay.
And it was Devo's Whip It. And Butthead goes, "Whoa, look, it's Ross Perot." And then Beavis goes, "Well, you see, when a problem comes along, you must whip it."
Yeah, in the Ross Perot.
And I thought that was amazingly funny.
How about the spinoff, Daria?
I didn't dislike it.
It's a different tone.
Yeah, different. It was definitely different.
I mean,
definitely different.
Definitely.
Not familiar.
Never watched it?
Never watched
it. It wasn't bad. I mean, I didn't like. If it was on the TV when I was flicking, I would stay there, but I wouldn't seek it out.
Yeah, Daria was a cartoon where you would watch the main character and be like, "Oh yeah, that's." That point of view I agree with, and you probably would still agree with, I guess, if you saw it today. I don't know.
I think so.
As opposed to Beavis and Butthead, where even now looking back, you're like, oh, these are idiots. I was supposed to be laughing at them the whole time.
Yeah.
I think one of the greater... Oh, sorry, what?
No, it's okay. I was trying to segue into having another thought.
Oh, that's what I was doing. Yay!
Oh, great. All
right, well then I'll talk about Daria for another hour.
La, 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 la.
Wow.
This is my stop.
I didn't remember the
Got
words.
Got to get off. Excuse me. Excuse me.
What is it? I don't know the words.
You're standing on my neck.
Oh,
la,
yeah.
La, 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 la.
That was what this song was.
Something like that.
So one of the cartoons I used to like that was written, it was like presented to children. But probably shouldn't have been four children. Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Nicktoons stuff. Yeah, Ren and Stimpy's. Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy, like the John Kay guy, was just a like weirdo.
Yeah.
And he never should have accepted a contract to make cartoons for Nickelodeon because they were up his ass about almost everything. And, yeah.
Sometimes restriction's good, though. I mean, we got some good episodes out of it.
Yeah, like, the first season was great, but then after that, I was just, And, I mean, as much as I like Billy West as a voice actor,
yeah. He
didn't fit as the voice of Ren. I think he was great as Stimpy, but...
You weren't into the Ren, huh?
No, well, when he took over being Ren.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Because it was the creator was the voice of Ren for the first season, and then... When that was over, they had Billy West take over. When Nickelodeon stole Ren and Stimpy from the creator,
yeah,
which always kind of bugged me.
Yeah,
do you feel that show was bad for you to watch? Well, you were a little older than us.
Yeah,
so it's different. Well, how old were you when that?
I was,
came out?
I think, sixth or seventh grade, so
okay,
early middle
so
school.
That's
about right.
Saturday Night Nick. SNICK.
SNICK.
Yeah.
SNICK.
That's when, like, season two... Oh, no, well, like, yeah, that was when, like, they finally got more than the six episodes of Ren and Stimpy. They had, like, the six that they played
over and over again.
And then they finally got the seventh one, and it was brand new, and it was Powdered Toast Man.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, that one got censored, like, a billion times because, like, they had... What was it? Frank Zappa was the voice of the Pope.
Yeah.
And he left them on top of the mountain... He's like, sorry, I have to go do something more important. And he leaves him on top of like a giant mountain.
Do you think that cartoon was bad for you as a kid? Because you've seen
bad
it
for like
well, you've seen it as an adult, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have the first season on DVD.
So there's something you can recognize that there are jokes in that you might not have got as a kid that are like, wow, okay, I can't believe they put that in there.
Yeah,
did you get that?
Yeah.
Do you think it was bad for you to watch as a kid?
No.
Consensus.
Yeah, not at all. I think that it was integral for me to be who I am now.
Yeah, it's kind of it kind of made me into more of a weirdo.
Now, does society think it's a bad for me?
Probably.
Yeah. I was thinking that because we were watching Rocco's Modern Life because you weren't familiar with it.
Yeah,
you didn't have that.
That wasn't Rocco's Modern Life was very funny, but it was not as subversive as Ren and Stimpy was.
There are a lot of. I mean, it wasn't as subversive. It's true, but I think I liked it more than Ren and Stimpy.
Well, I think it held on to its core set of ideas through the entire series, I think. Whereas Ren and Stimpy was just kind of all over the place.
Right. But there were some jokes, and we were watching it, and there's one where Rocco's sick or whatever, and he gets this huge pill that he has to take to relieve whatever he's sick with. So it's huge. He puts it in his mouth, and he can barely swallow it. He, like, hammers his head down to break the pill up. And then the pill goes down, and he reads the bottle, and it says...
suppository?
Not to be taken orally.
Oh. It's pretty good.
And I just think, like, how old I was when I watched it, and I'm sure my mom was in the room when that was going on. I wonder what the hell she was thinking. But it turned out okay.
Yeah.
So it can't be... I don't know. Is there what's the line that you don't want to cross?
With a cartoon?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's the thing.
A cartoon for a kid?
Yeah, because that was for a kid. And there were jokes about, you know, having a doctor who wasn't a doctor, who was crazy, and he...
Touching you,
turn your head and cough. Again. I love that joke when I was a kid. Very funny. Looking back, I'm like, what the fuck was I watching?
Yeah.
I think that there's several variations of cartoon. I mean, like, there's kids' cartoons that are on, like, Nick Jr., like, that show Oswald with the octopus that I used to watch with my roommate in college.
I don't know that one.
Because we'd be hungover and we wouldn't want to go to class. And we watch Oswald and Dora the Explorer. So that's for an age bracket.
Right.
The young.
That's not going to shake anything.
But, like, there's things that, you know, then there's the cartoon, buy the shit cartoons that are on, like, Fox Kids or whatever.
Right.
Or WB or what network is it? CW now?
Oh, yeah.
The cartoons that, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Buy the cards. That's right. Another bracket. And then there was the bracket of, like, you know, sort of somewhat edgier Nickelodeon cartoons, then you kind of go to the edgier MTV cartoons, right. And then you can go to shit like Family Guy, Simpsons, South Park. I think there's a wave of just going up. But I was watching The Simpsons since I was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a show where, which is interesting because you can look at these brackets of different types of cartoons and you can say, okay, this one's just for kids. This one's for this one's for that. But you've been watching The Simpsons since you were that young, so there's something kind of...
I mean, the humor, at least at the beginning, I mean, it was slightly edgy, but it was just basically a lot of catchphrases, which is the kind of thing that a kid would like.
Yeah.
But as the show matured and the writing matured, it became better and, you know, it evolved with the audience, I think.
Okay. So it's not something that every episode has something for. This generation, whatever. It's just that we kind of hit the butter zone as far as Simpsons came. We got it when it was a catchphrase.
And then it just got better. I mean, like, and then, like, you know, as I'm getting into my teen years, that's when Conan's writing and then everything's really...
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it was just good. I mean, it still is. I mean, I still watch it. But it's different. It's gone through, like... I mean, if you're, it's a show that's been on for fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
21, yeah. Sorry. The season 21 is the one that's on right now. Or the one that just ended or whatever. 21 years!
Yeah, it's weird.
If it was a kid, if it was a person, it could drink alcohol right now. It could go to war. It could do a bunch of other things. But it's not. It's a cartoon. So I don't know why I'm making this analogy.
Just imagine if it were something else.
If it was a person, I could fuck it in the butt.
At 21, that's the age.
Yes, or in the vagina if it was a female.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that.
Or in the butt if it's a female. I mean, I'm not really into the bum. I mean, at least as far as putting my penis in a bum. Just putting that out there.
I'm not going to judge you.
Okay.
On air. So, what we have next is just adult cartoons.
Like hentai?
The Max.
I didn't even say that was an adult cartoon.
Huh?
It was very... what was that? Was it like extremely violent? I don't even remember it.
It
had a weird, somber plot.
Yeah.
I would say that's more toward the adult side.
Well, that and like Aeon Flux?
Yeah, that was on the same sort of...
Yeah, so it was like the weird, liquid television, MTV.
Well, that's where Beavis and Butthead got its start.
Yeah.
But then we also have the adult swims and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
I forgot about all those crap.
Death
all
clock.
Crap.
Well, I mean, I remember the original when it first started. It was Home Movies, which right. is a great, great... Man, well, fucking Dr. Katz, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Katz was amazing, and then, like, the people did that did that did Home Movies, and Home Movies was amazing, and...
I like The Critic. Remember
Critic
that
was
one?
Great. Fuck, yeah. Shit. We're almost out of time. We're coming up with all
the... Oh!
Great cartoons. It stinks. It was funny. I was actually watching The Critic on DVD with the commentary on and everything.
Who does the commentary for it?
Just the some of the creators. John Lovitz doesn't.
Of course not.
But here's the thing.
Fucking laziest man show business.
Maurice LaMarche, who does a lot of voices, does a lot of voices on Futurama. He's actually the voice of the Brain from Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, okay.
He does a great John Lovitz. So he did commentary on one of the episodes as John Lovitz. And I actually thought it was him for a while, and then they kind of, like, you know, opened up the curtain and said, yeah, this is actually Maurice LaMarche. And I'm like,
all right, well, what else was on Adult Swim?
When I first started watching, when it first started, I remember that was when I started at MCLA over there in North Adams. And North Madam's ass. And it was Home Movies, and then it was Brack Show.
The Brack Show, yes.
C-Lab 2021.
Right.
What else? Friggin' Aqua Teen.
Space Ghost.
Space Ghost was one of my favorites. Like, I mean, it was on before Adult Swim happened, and I used to love watching it. It was one of those shows where it would be very great if we were high when we started watching it, and we would laugh a lot. My favorite episode of Space Ghost is called Kentucky Nightmare. It starts off where Space Ghost is just walking onto the set, and then there's a shark on the floor, and then there's this weird bear coming around, and he's, I don't know, it's just, it's a really weird episode. Willie Nelson is on it.
Oh yeah.
He's interviewing Willie, and he goes, "Bears are crazy, Willie. They'll eat your head if you're wearing steak on it."
Holy shit. let's quickly, each one of us, is there a cartoon that you would be depressed if we didn't say before the end of the show?
I think we pretty much covered a bunch of them.
Nothing that you feel we missed?
Well, we missed a bunch of, I think, 80s nostalgia cartoons. But I was thinking Smurfs and stuff.
I do have one, the Garfield U.S. Acres / one.
Oh, that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was actually really a good show.
Yeah.
Garfield and Friends.
Garfield and Friends, yeah. I used to religiously watch that.
Because Garfield was always sort of a dry humor and kind of punny.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, kind of my cup of tea.
Your plate of lasagna?
So why don't we give plugs?
I want to, one last, I didn't get to say, because we did not talk about SpongeBob, which is great, but the one cartoon that I wish we, just to throw it out there.
We can talk, we got a little bit of time.
I'm not talking about SpongeBob.
No, not SpongeBob, but.
The Misadventures of Flapjack is a very good cartoon.
That's new, isn't it?
Yes.
I've seen it, and I'm not sure what to make of it.
It's like, I mean, just the artwork is really...
Yeah, it's kind of odd, and it's very earthy as far as the colors.
Yes, they use a lot of mixed media, and like they do like still shots of, ceramic pieces. Like kind of how Ren and Stimpy, if they had to show something really gross, they would just do a still on a painting that was...
It was like, just like boogers underneath the table or
really
whatever.
Really detailed, yeah. They do that, but they're really good as far as the humor and all of that. And it's got Brian Doyle Murray. Everyone likes him. Everyone.
Do your best Brian Doyle Murray impression. Gelatinous cube.
Gelatinous cube. That's my Brian Doyle. That's pretty bad.
What does that sign say? No, no running. No, that sign. No fighting.
That's right.
So if you Google us, you can find us on the Google. It's pretty sweet.
On the Google, give us a search. Go simulated itch relief, and then go enter, and then a bunch of stuff will go pop up.
What are you guys talking about next episode?
What are? Oh shit! I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Cartoons turn to movies.
No.
Wow. You could.
Yeah.
Let's
Let's just put it under the potpourri category right now, and then perhaps we'll have a better idea.
Potpourri?
Yeah. And if you have any good ideas for what you would like us to talk about, huh? Well, on next week's episode, you can send us a message on Facebook or send us an email at simulateditchrelief@gmail.com.
Or tweet us.
Yeah, send us a tweet and say, I want you guys to talk about this because I've been itching to hear what your opinions are on this.
BP cares.
BP cares.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about that.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
You're maybe like when everyone else.
Maybe when Mike gets back.
Like all right, you guys have a fun show next week.
Okay, we will. Without you.
That'll be better.
No, it won't. We're going to fucking screw everything up.
You'll be all right.
We'll push R, and then it'll just be like...
Similarly, this relief, the late jazz episode. Oh.
Okay, you want to end the show? Do we have any things to promote? Just to say, last week's Dead Milkman show kicked ass, so if they're in your town, go to fucking see them. And if you've run into a dude named JP Incorporated that opened for them, he's fucking also amazing. So go to see those people. Plugs for people that we like.
Yeah, da 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 da.
Ha 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 ha. Sometimes this show is bad.